It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week, the Metal God. How are you, Rob?
Hey, Jackie. Hey, everybody. So great to be with you once again, talking about metal, talking about Priest, talking about everything that we love about this heavy metal world that we live in.
Well, we're here to celebrate the release of Invincible Shield. When I have to say, I was there at Power Trip when it was announced. It was so exciting. It was such a great show. And it's finally here, Invincible Shield.
Oh, I tell you, wow. Look at this band. Over 50 years later, by the way, Rock and Roll is 50 this year. Rock and Roller, 1974, Invincible Shield, 2024, 19 studio albums connecting both of them. A band has played thousands of shows. A band has played to millions of metal fans all over the world. A band that was there from the beginning of the heavy metal scene. And here we are at this wonderful opportunity to show everybody again this great love affair that we have with metal throughout Invincible Shield.
So we've got the record, we've got the spring US tour kicking off next month. And Rob, personal change is inevitable throughout the various stages of life. What does Invincible Shield reflect about you that's different from the lyrics at the heart of albums like British Steel and Screaming for Vengeance?
I think everything about this band is immersed in this title. What is an invincible shield? I think Priest is the invincible shield of heavy metal, without a shadow of a doubt. We've been defending the faith of heavy metal forever. But to be at this point now where this band and the metal is invincible, we have the shield reference, which is, a reference of preservation, of survival, of also pushing forward and reinforcing everything that we love and breathe about the metal experience. It's just a great a title that expresses all of that. So this is just like a really fine-tuned experience that Priest is displaying right now. We're so happy that the music has turned out so strongly, that each song, as we've always tried to do, is really showing you the best elements of what this band can achieve at this moment. Judas Priest, Invincible Shield, 2024.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us, celebrating the release of Judas Priest's Invincible Shield record. Gonna take a quick break, but as promised, your chance at Korn tickets right now for the BMO Stadium show on October 5th. It's Korn, Evanescence, Gojira, Darren Malakian and Scars on Broadway, Spirit Box, and Vended. Tickets are on sale. Text the word FMJ to 68683 for your shot at two tickets furnished by Live Nation. Good luck. Music from Metallica and more with Rob Halford next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford with us on the show. We're celebrating the release of the new Priest record, Invincible Shield. And let's go back to Firepower for a moment. Firepower, such a vibrant musical statement. What precedent do prior albums create when you approach what comes next?
Your prior records are very useful reference points that can also be a little bit of a distraction, and they can also create some obstacles if you don't really know how to take those textures and references and utilize them into the work that you're doing now. And Priest has been doing that since Rock and Roll. I keep using that album as a reference, but it's true. Because after Rock and Roll, you had Sad Wings of Destiny. You had a definitive break in the display of what this band was doing. It was enormous, the jump from Rock and Roll to Sad Wings of Destiny, then moving all the way through the timeline of Priest. Every album has a reference point that you can look back and listen to and be curious, be inquisitive, and utilize some of those past songs from a different place now. It's not about replication or reimagining, but I think it really helps to kind of keep the broad spectrum of your achievements in place, and that sets up the feeling, okay, now we have to go to this point. Now we've done all this stuff, now this new reference is over here. So all of this music that Priest is playing on Invincible Shield has all that essence. It's new and it's fresh and it's this band as we exist and live and breathe metal in 2024.
Rob Halford with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Pearl Jam for you now with Dark Matter. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal's Jackie, the metal god, Rob Halford, with us on the show. We're celebrating the release of Priest's new record, Invincible Shield. And creatively, Rob, Judas Priest has always been a three-person collaborative. How has that synergy made you a better songwriter and lyricist, particularly in the case of this new album?
Chemistry is something that you and I have talked about multiple times, Jackie, and that is so important for any band. You know, the textures of a band in terms of the writing, I always feel you should try and encapsulate everybody's feelings and desires in what is the final display. So what I mean by that is that even though we've had this great relationship, two guitar players and a singer, from British Steel onwards, that's made this really extraordinary array of songs happen. They're also connecting in this instance many times with Ian and with Scott. This whole thing that you're pushing is from everybody in the band. So even though the components and of a song, the songs on Invincible Shield come from the trio, there's no doubt that the references that Ian's making and that Scott's making complete the picture. Completed these songs are completely created by everybody in Judas Priest, but it is something very special to us. And writing music, it ain't easy. Not when you're dealing with all of the places that you've been to before. You have to work really hard to get the best results, and we've never shied away from that. So writing is where it all starts. Everything happens after the writing. You've got to really pay. Focus 1,000% on your writing, and then great things come from there forward.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us. Invincible Shield, the new record from the Mighty Priest, is out now. Join us again tomorrow night at midnight for another track off the record, plus another chance at tickets to see Korn. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Full Metal Jackie. You can find me here on KLOS for Whiplash every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. And of course, you can check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com for upcoming guests, contests, and podcasts of every interview that I've ever done here on the show. And hey, the KLOS name game is back for season 4, debuted today at 7 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. Your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash is going to happen every weekday at 7, 9, 3, 4, and 5. The KLOS name game is powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialists. Going to leave you off this week with Des Rocks and I Am the Lightning. It's Whiplash on KLOS. See ya. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us. And Rob, the limitation of, let's say, Tony Iommi's fingertips famously gave Black Sabbath a distinct sound. How has Glenn Tipton adapting to Parkinson's disease actually taken the band in new creative directions?
Unbelievable. Thank you so much for referencing Glenn. We love Glenn. Everybody loves Glenn. He's so important. He's as important. And his involvement in this band hasn't diminished in one way, shape, or form. Yes, the articulation when it comes to some guitar work has been passed over to Richie with Glenn's blessing and Glenn's encouragement and direction. Glenn's guitar playing is all over this album. It's remarkable that this man is still doing great things considering what he has to work with every day of his life. This whole essence of not surrendering, not giving up, believing in yourself, fighting for everything that you live for. If that isn't the essence of Glenn Tipton and heavy metal, I don't know what is. He's on fire on this record, and his writing and his performing and his place in Priest is as strong as it ever was.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest on Whiplash this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. And hey, as promised, your chance at tickets to see Korn at BMO Stadium. That show is happening on October 5th, just a few nights before that KLOS Presents Iron Maiden show, which is happening on October 8th. Korn playing at BMO Stadium October 5th. It's Korn, Evanescence, Gojira, Darren Malakian, and Scars on Broadway, Spirit Box, and Vended. Tickets are on sale. Text the word FMJ to 68683 right now for your chance at two tickets, furnished by Live Nation. Good luck. Music from Primus and more with Rob Halford next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us. We're celebrating the new Judas Priest record, Invincible Shield. And Rob, we like to assign a gang mentality to bands. What's difficult and what's enjoyable about integrating new musicians into such an intimate circle?
I think you have to be very open-minded to embrace the great things that new band members can bring to the fold. Let's use Richie as a guy that's, you know, in this question, to see how Richie's blossomed and grown in his work with Priest, from Redeemer of Souls to Invincible Shield. He's extraordinary. He's just a phenomenal musician. When band members come and go for whatever reason, whatever circumstances, don't run away from this, you know. Embrace the opportunities that may not have been there before. When bands bring in a new guitar player or a new singer, yeah, sometimes the game play shifts a little bit, but the reason you're there, the reason your purpose as a band doesn't change. You are this band with this name, and you represent something, and you have a responsibility built into that, whether you like it or not, especially to your fans. So run with it. Great things happen when changes come along.
Rob Halford on the show with us. He is going to be picking music here in a bit. For now, the latest from Disturbed, Don't Tell Me, featuring Ann Wilson of Heart. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us on the show. We're celebrating the release of Invincible Shield, Judas Priest's 19th studio record. And Rob, when you joined Judas Priest, the Rolling Stones had only been at it for about 10 years and the Beatles were already disbanded. How does the expectation of a band's musical longevity recalculate every few years when the original assumption was that it probably wouldn't last very long?
Well, this is the joy of being in a rock and roll band. There is no guarantee. There are no guarantees of how long you'll be together. There are no guarantees of how much music you'll play, how many shows you'll do, because that's what rock and roll is about. It's just chaos. You know, there are no rules and regulations. Things happen for the right reasons, you know. Again, the chemistry, the structure of the life of your band is just so intertwined with so many other possibilities that could come along and take you to this place or that place. That's what I love about being in a band, you know. You've got distinctive characters, distinctive people that are all bringing something separately to the table, but the end result can be very strong and potent. So it's so cool that you reference those two bands. I love them so much, and you're so great. The Stones have just got this new Hackney Diamonds out, which is kicking butt, you know, and that Beatles song that was released not too long ago. How cool is that? That bands from those particular times in rock and roll are still vital and important and doing great things. And I'll put Priest into the equation. 50 years later, this band is still doing important things in music.
Absolutely. And we are so excited for this new record, Invincible Shield, out now. See the band on their spring U.S. tour kicking off next month. Rob, always such a pleasure to chat with you. And I'm so excited for this upcoming tour and good luck with everything to come this year.
Thank you, Jackie. It's always a pleasure to speak with you guys. And thanks for all the love and the support that you give for not only Priest, but for metal throughout the US and the world, because everybody listens to Jackie around the world. So, yeah, let's keep keeping that metal faith alive. And everybody get ready to check out some Invincible Shield.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging out with me for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. And check out the Whiplash page at 955klos.com if you ever want to find out about who's going to be on the show, what tickets we're going to be giving away. And I've got podcasts of literally every interview that I've ever done here on KLOS up on the Whiplash page at 955klos.com. The KLOS name game is back for season 4. Your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash happens every weekday at 7 and 9 and 3, 4 and 5. The KLOS name game, powered by the tax relief advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialists. Gonna leave you off this week with Corey Taylor and We Are the Rest. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. See ya. No way.